I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we're back. George Norrie with you. Heidi Hollis has been investigating and brings us a certain peculiar bridge between ufology, the paranormal, and the spiritual world. Heidi embarks on the paranormal on a daily basis, has written a number of books on a variety of phenomena touching on cryptozoology to natural encounters. Archived episodes of Heidi's podcast, Dark Becomes Light, can be found on the Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And as I mentioned, she's the one who coined the phrase shadow person. Heidi, how did you do that?
Hey there, George. It's always a pleasure to get to connect with you. You know, it was just a term that I'd come up with because I got tired of always referencing, you know, this looks like this or looks like that. So when I would talk to my friends, I just gave them that term and just so everything could funnel underneath that so I didn't have to always repeat myself. So shadow people just seemed to fit, though I saw them in all sorts of forms, from shadow people to shadow cats, shadow clouds, shadow streaks. And head and shoulder shadow is another form that I'd seen him in. And I honestly, when I first started talking about the Hat Man, I called him the Hat Man Shadow.
Yep.
But, you know, and over the years of talking to you, I changed that because he is something very different.
Is he evil? The evil part of this?
Oh, Hat Man is absolutely the force behind a lot of what goes on when it comes to the shadow people phenomena and other phenomenon. He directs all of it. And it sounds so peculiar and so far-fetched, but ultimately he is truly a puppet master of sorts. And it took me a while to come forward to say he's not just a shadow being. Yes, he could hide in the shadows. Yes, he could blend in with the shadows, but he could step out from the shadows. And you can see his clothing. You could see so much, so many details. And, you know, some people say he's clean shaven. Some say he has a goatee. Sometimes people see glowing red eyes, sometimes no eyes, other times solid black eyes. So absolutely a puppet master of a lot of darkness going on out there. And took it upon myself to warn the world about it.
When people see this entity, Heidi, in what form or fashion do they see them?
You know, oftentimes he is at a distance at the end of somebody's bed, and people can make out a form. They might see he has a trench coat or a three-piece suit, sometimes a cape, sometimes a gaucho-type hat or a top hat or no hat, but the similar presence, this menacing presence. And God forbid you get a good look at his face and see his smile, because it's something that people will never forget. It's very jagged. Not even shark teeth would be pleasant, If you could imagine, it's just like almost like pointed finger, like projectile, teeth that crowd in and, looks as if for shredding. Just disgusting. And his smile goes ear to ear, much like the Joker, and just hideous. And, just one look, people dread for the rest of their days that they will ever see him again. And, you know, sometimes it's interesting to me because a lot of times people will see him peering in at somebody else, looking at somebody else, and he'll feel their eyes watching and glance their way. And then, boom, they've got a Hat Man problem, because when he knows you can see him, he likes to get a closer look at you and see why you can see him.
What materializes the shadow person?
You know, there's a lot of different reasons, a lot of different things that can attract him. A lot of people are like, you know, did I do something awful? Why did this thing come? And it's like, you know, 9 times out of 10, people kind of get an inkling as to why. And they'll when they write me and they tell me, you know, I used to do a lot of drugs, or I'm an alcoholic, or I used to, you know, play with a Ouija board. I mean, like, people will know if there's something that they did. But I'm telling you, most of the time, people didn't do anything wrong. They are absolutely gifted in a way that gets him to pay attention. And I mean gifted like maybe they pay attention more to their sixth sense, you know. Maybe they're an artist and they pay attention to details in nature more. It seems like these people who have this extra sensory, or paying attention to their sensory, he really hones in on that. And why that is, it's because mankind's evolving. We have different abilities, and there's some of us that are a little bit more keen to our abilities, and he does not want to see mankind evolve. And if we can warn the next person, watch out, there's something on your shoulder and it looks like a shadow being or a negative alien being or something along those lines, he wants to stomp out your potential to grow into who you could really be and what mankind could really turn out to be.
Heidi, has it ever hurt anybody?
Oh, you know, I'm telling you, people are hesitant to say some of the worst details. But of course, shadow people creeping up on you in the middle of the night, I'm sure it's caused more than one person to go into a cardiac arrest, unfortunately, you know. A lot of people have been frightened into seizures. Sometimes they've been attacked physically, choked, scratched, bitten, absolutely beat up. And I'm talking about shadow people to the Hat Man, and you know, sexually violated. Honestly, it's just there's a lot. There's a lot that that takes place, and the similar patterns happen with negative alien beings, which it kind of goes into part of what I want to talk about tonight with, you know, where's this connecting factor between shadow people, Hat Man, and alien beings. They have a similar MO where they like to paralyze you, you know, and then go, oh, I got you now. You're paralyzed. You can't do anything about it. And inflict horrible nightmares or visions and make a person feel absolutely vulnerable and put them in the worst case scenario. And shadow people, Hat Man, seen right alongside of abducting type alien beings like the Greys, and but also other horrific things like the Grim Reaper looking being, the hooded looking alien beings that have the glowing little round red eyes. I mean, there's just, and the hag also, the hag, that's another common one that's seen right alongside of Hat Man and shadow people. So there's this connection of this darkness that you don't have to be able to see it to know that it's there. And unfortunately, a lot of people are being deceived about why these things are there. You know, people feel like, oh, well, I've seen this Hat Man since I was a kid, so he's obviously protecting me. You know, he's a guardian. or I'm not afraid, you know, when he comes around. So obviously he's not that horrible. And these things are really patient. They're studying you. They're trying to find a way in. And I just like to tell people, it's like there's an absence of light around them. And you can feel them so much that you'll wake up to them because you could feel something's in the room. And it's not a pleasant, fuzzy feeling, you know. And it's like, take a hint. If this is what a guardian angel looks like, I'm heading for the hills. Like, come on now, guys. We can do better than a man in a black cape with jagged teeth. And, you know, it's crazy to me how this momentum has grown and people making a joke of this absolutely demonic force. And then Hat Man, who has revealed to so many people that he is the devil himself.
Do you believe that?
You know, I really do tend to believe that. I do. I think that there are other things now appearing as him, taking on this form with the hat and the cape. You know, I've heard of reptilians doing this now. And, you know, I've always said there's a reason why this Hat Man doesn't change up so much. Like, he could wear anything. But no, he wants to be recognized to be this guy in this hat. And it's almost like he wanted a sense of respect, a fearful respect given to him just by a glance alone, you know. And now things are taking on this a similar form or similar outfit. So I'm suspicious that they realize the fearful respect that's being driven out there on this entity that they're mimicking, you know, this whole thing. So there are other types that will look like Hat Man, but there is really only one.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where did they originate from, Heidi?
You know, way back when I had my own UFO group called UFO2U.com, it was interesting to me. It's like to hear, I had positive alien interaction with my college roommate, and it was with a being I never heard of before. It kind of looked like a gray, but it wasn't. It looked more like a small child. Rounded features, pinkish flesh of skin and whatnot. And, it made itself available. My friend, who was absolutely religious, was not into these topics at all. And this being started speaking to, and then through her. And, I had a lot of conversations with it. And, but it wasn't forthcoming with any answers. It was like, where are you from? Where are you going? You know, what is all this about? And it was just, a lot of blocked answers. Like, it would not benefit you to know that. You wouldn't know where I'm at anyways. And I'm like, well, why is this thing making itself available? It showed itself. I saw it. She saw it. She's dealing with it. And long story short, it wasn't until I just kind of threw up my hands, like, I don't know what to talk about. You know, this thing is making itself available. What do I say? And I started talking about a weird dream that I had. And it was about the moon being brought close to the planet. It looked like it was going to crash against the planet, but a UFO showed up and steered it off course. And I just shared the dream to this being, and it said, well, I'll tell you what happened. The darkness in your planet was pulling the moon towards it, and we showed up and steered the moon away. You call the dark force shadow people. We call them shadows. And essentially revealed that this just happens to be the next planet in line that this dark force is taking over. It's not the first planet that this has happened to.
Could they be ghostly apparitions?
Interdimensional. Absolutely interdimensional. So do they affect ghosts? Oh, yes. absolutely. They have a lot of control over that. Can they affect other alien beings? That is a big portion of what I wrote about in my first book, called The Secret War, about these alien beings being essentially possessed. If you can imagine an alien has a soul, imagine them having this vulnerability of being possessed by a dark force. This shadow being force, the shadows, as these other alien beings would call them. And, you know, and it's so strange because I remember back in the day when people would talk about Ashtar Command or something, you know, and intergalactic force of beings out there that are monitoring the universe. And I'm like, this sounds like Star Trek, you know, like, what is that? But this positive being that I was in touch with, he said there was essentially a more positive force of planets, of beings, who don't like this infiltrating darker force. Like, there was a dark source that they pulled their energy from, the shadow beings and Hat Man and whatnot, and they were absolutely opposing forces. And you know, I was in college. I wasn't going to church or anything like that. I was raised Christian, but I surely wasn't into the topic at all. And I'm like, hold on. Are you telling me that there is a battle between good and evil out there? You know, this seems so odd. And absolutely, there is. And to see it with my own eyes and just, you know, have talk about a crash course in a lot of strange things. But I had so many personal revelations that I couldn't question my own eyeballs. Like, I get so many people who write me like, oh, I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. I'm like, hold on, those are the same eyeballs that get you back and forth to work every day. You can trust them to drive. I think we can trust our own intuition about this, you know, these things going on, you know, it's real. I know what happened. I know what I experienced, and I couldn't doubt it anymore. And then I you know, things really just got so much more interesting after understanding this battle. And I, you know, I've never been successfully hypnotized to recall something, you know, but George, I'm telling you, I've had like spontaneous recollections that just before being born here, agreeing to come here to talk about this dark threat and preparing people against it. And how do you fight against a dark threat that's interdimensional, that could walk through walls and be physical and choke you out and punch through your chest and rip your soul out? This is what Hatman does. This is what he does. It's horrible. It's horrible.
How do you get rid of him?
Well, that's my next step of it. You know, again, I wasn't into religious talk or anything, but I had an encounter with Jesus that changed so much for me that I would not be able to sit here talking to anybody about anything had I not had this encounter where he literally told me, and I was in college, and he's like, he said, you need to finish writing your book. That was the Secret War book. And do not worry what other people say. Know that I'll be there to give you the words. That's what he told me. And I was extremely painfully shy where I would not speak in college classes, nothing. And I'm a therapist, you know, it wasn't like an easy college course of studies. And I was giving up grades because I wouldn't speak. I wouldn't do my talks, presentation, nothing. And so when I would go to talk, like on your show, George, I would like look to the heavens and say, you promised to give me the words and I'm holding you to it because I have nothing to say. And I still say it every time I go to do something because I'm like, the only reason I'm sitting here is because I had that encounter with Jesus that I know was not a hallucination. It wasn't fake. And I'd seen him more than once now, and wrote a book on it called Jesus is No Joke on some of the encounters. And now I'm writing up book two because it gets more and more interesting, George. But what I'm saying to people, like some of my good friends are Muslim, they're Jewish, and they've had experiences and with dark things. And it's like, well, what do I do? I'm not Christian. And I'm like, you know what? God is through everything. And how do you reach the interdimensional dark being is to throw interdimensional light, you know, from God on it. And I don't know how best to say that and how, you know, the other bigger part is getting people to realize we have a soul that's real. God is real too.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It's time to take your body care routine to the next level. Introducing Osea's bestseller body care set, the perfect companion for your summer travels. This four-piece kit transforms dry skin to silky, soft, and glowing. It features travel sizes of Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil and Body Butter, clinically proven to improve skin elasticity, along with their anti-aging body balm and Salts of the Earth body scrub. And to top it off, it's packed in a vegan leather bag, making it a must-have for all your summer adventures. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat yourself to glowing, healthy skin this summer with clean, vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Right now, you can get the bestseller's body care set valued at $78 for 33% off. Use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at oceamalibu.com, code SUMMER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.